The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure.
To the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtapositioning us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walked through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, glory,
glory, glory,
oh,
glory.
Good morning, welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know the voice already, it's Levan Miller. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for letting me join you. I don't have a clue what you do on at 11 o'clock, but whatever it is you do at 11, I'm happy that you're doing that you have decided to do the do with me. Not sure whether or not the order to have the flags returned to full staff is done yet. Is Sydney Poitier buried yet? So that means the flag should all still be at half mast, isn't that correct? Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Has there been a cabinet communication yet? I haven't seen one. The only thing that we still have is the utterance from the prime minister. So maybe we ought to shabby the cabinet secretary. Maybe the reason why the people in the uniforms can't get it right is because they can't get it right up there in the little building, wherever they is. Because I don't even really know where cabinet is now. They in the little building next door to Colombian Emeralds. Yeah. So tell you all what. Let's just do anything you feel like. How that sound? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about the color of the flag. Don't worry about whether or not you should drive on the left or the right. How about we just all stopping the red lights? Just do whatever you want, whenever you want, however you want, and let us just have what the Flintstones would call a yabba-dabba do time. Yeah? How that sound? Because, I mean, at this point, I'm not sure what really makes any sense anymore around here. I'm not really sure what exactly do we expect to be the norm. I'm not really sure what we have as the procedure. I do not know the things we hold to be sacred. I do not know the things that we hold dear to us. Welcome to the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, right? Where you just act how you feel. And you don't worry about nothing else, all right? So it makes no sense I try to talk to you all about anything else. The only thing hot and off the press this weekend is the trip to Dubai. Now, I have some observations. I trust that I'm going to aggrieve the spirit of many of you all. But I feel, as the most unvested person in this entire saga, I should speak. I have a public platform. I won't go anyhow, right? Because don't forget, my passport expires, so I couldn't go. If you happen to have a connection inside the offices of the passport office or in the office of the Minister of Foreign Affairs, or in any one of those offices where I could get some assistance with my passport, see, because I won't go through the process, right? This is the Bahamas. I won't go the back way. How you go through the back door and don't tell me nothing about paying the $200, I ain't got it. It's a pandemic, right? I would like to put in my passport. I'd like to get it back in the most expedient fashion. And I don't want to pay more than what the Bahamas government charged me. And yes, I intend to buy lunch. All right? So let's just get that out of the way. You know how to find me. I'm on Facebook. I really don't feel like doing anything extra. All I want to do is make sure that I have all the documents. That I don't want you to do nothing illegal or corrupt for me. Oh, no. I just want to do exactly what KB say to do. I want to tip you. So tell me when to come. I ain't waiting on no line. Tell me where to sit. Let me give you the form. I done got my mummy birth certificate. I got mine. I need my daddy birth certificate because I was a bastard child. So I was made a Bahamian by virtue of my birth because my mother was a Bahamian and I was born before she was married to my daddy. So don't ask me nothing about my daddy. What else I got? I got my passport, picture them. They all signed and ready to go. And only thing I need now is a link because I'm not waiting on this line. And oh, by the way, I tried to, I tried to do it online, Kermit, right? With the mygateway.com. And, you know, I have a friend of mine that says, whenever you do business online with the Bahamas government, you have to prepare for frustration. And they subliminally tell you that. Why? Every single website that the Bahamas government owns ends with the acronym BS. And that is because that is exactly what these websites all turn out to be. One bunch of Bahamian site. Yeah? So now I give the people all my information, right? I plug it all into the little panel. They give me there, my name, my passport number. They want your voter's card number. That was interesting to me. I memorize that one. I know all the other numbers. Like, I know my passport number, ER0101046. My driver's license is, what is my driver's license number? 3580890. 431-350-891. That's what it is. And then my NIB number. I know that in my head. I'm not going to call that one, though. But, so I memorize these things, right? But when they asked me for my voter's card, I was like, voter's card? Jesus, I don't know that out of my head. But I filled out the entire thing on mygateway.com. Only for them to then tell me they were going to send me a verifying email, right? And then for them to never send the verifying email. So then I tried to reapply, right? And I'm way guided. So if you know anybody at the MyGateway people, .gov.bs, please have them tell me what my next step ought to be, because I've been trying to do this thing for 2 weeks. And so that is my passport saga. So you know I don't want to go to Dubai, because I ain't got no passport, so I can't go. And Dubai, them don't play around. The prime minister met with a fella called the minister of, I will make sure I get his title right. This why I can't go places like Dubai, them, right? Let me make sure I get this fella title right. He is the minister of, where is it? Yes, here it is. He is the minister of tolerance and coexistence. What is that? What is he? The minister of... That sound like I am the minister of billing the jail. And if you play crazy, I will put you inside it. And this is why Levin has no desire to go to Dubai. All right, so that's the first two things. If you know anybody that could get my passport, I'm on Facebook. Hit me up, Levon Miller. Make sure, just say, hey, this me, passport. And I with you 100%. Outside of that, if you know anybody at the mygateway.gov.bs, please tell them. They too could find me on Facebook and tell me how to fix this little portal because it ain't working, right? But so the Dubai trip happened, right? Let me right out of the gate say, to have the press secretary of the prime minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas over there doing the Gombe Summer Shake, in my mind, is a glaring conflict of interest. Particularly, and conflicts of interest aren't always corrupt, just so you know, right? But it is a glaring conflict of interest. Here is my assessment of it. It turned out to be a firestorm, right? A blowing hail of fodder over the weekend. And that crisis needed to be managed through communication. What should have happened is before they left for Dubai, all right, there should have been a one-page document with possibly two lines that said, the Bahamas government intends on this day to take this amount of people to this place for this purpose. Second line, this thing happens this amount of times a year or a decade, and the Bahamas is pleased to be able to offer itself in the upcoming expo. Third line, after having the major catastrophe of Hurricane Dorian, coupled with the fallout of a pandemic that has lasted X amount of time, it is the view of the Bahamas government that we must now go to the far corners of the earth, into untapped markets, and appraise the world that the Commonwealth of the Bahamas is open for business. Full stop. We look forward to the many opportunities that will arise in the future. And that's all y'all had to say. And if y'all had said that a week and a half before the trip, all this bunch of belly aching and griping I see going on over the weekend would have been absolutely unnecessary. Also, we wouldn't have needed Latre Raman to go write me a book, because this fella write a three-page response to all of the... And I don't know which communication school taught him that, but anyone that knows communications, communication 101 is your messages ought to have three things: clarity, relevance, and brevity. And this book you write me, most people are going to be labored and not going to read the whole thing, right? Like, not everybody is us. You'll probably get the people in the newsroom to read the whole thing. But even me struggled through reading three pages of explanation 4 days after everybody was halfway across the planet. And so I say, I imagine that there will be some reprimand for Clint Watson. There has to be, because there is no way the chief communicator for the highest office in this country is halfway across the world talking about brown girl in the ring, cha-la-la-la-la, while there's a firestorm brewing in the office of the prime minister. It just doesn't make sense to me, all right? And so whenever you enter public life, right, you have to divorce yourself of personal ambition. Personal ambition dies, right, the minute public aspirations come to life. The minute you decide that you want to hold public office, yeah, you must now decide that there are some things about your personal life that you will have to let go. And being able to sing "This We Bahamian Praise" in your Androsia shirt and doing the two-step is one of them. So I'm not saying that he should not have gone to Dubai. He should not have gone as the leader of Shabak to Dubai, particularly since they had already done such a piss-poor job managing the communication prior to the trip. Because had they done that, we would have known exactly who was going, exactly what it costs, when they going, how long they going for, and when this thing's supposed to be for, and who all else might go. All right? And so glaring conflict of interest number one is the press secretary of the prime minister being in Dubai, not as press secretary to the prime minister. All right? Now, on a good note, because I come into some more bad note. Y'all really aggrieved my soul over the weekend with this bunch of frivolous juvenile nonsense, right? On a good note, I am ecstatic. I am delighted. I am excited to see our prime minister doing exactly what I thought he should have been doing had he won the general election. And that is taking none less than the office of the prime minister to as many countries of the world as possible, so that when people in power or people in positions to invest talk to the bureaucratic arm of the Bahamas, there is no ambiguity in their mind. I spoke to the prime minister of the Bahamas. When the prime minister goes and travels, he carries the weight of his office behind him. And so when an investor says to him, "I want to put $300 million on the ground," they know that when the prime minister says, "Absolutely, that is a project we will be interested in. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to create a special unit in my office to deal with this," they have the kind of investor confidence that there ain't going to be no second and third guessing. This ain't going to be like the Ismarillians. The prime minister has said, and if you recall before the election, I had said that I wanted the prime minister to be minister of foreign affairs. People told me it was a terrible idea. I want to tell you this right now, whether you watch it or not. Mr. Davis might as well be the minister of foreign affairs, because that passport got more stamp in it than John ever saw. He become prime minister Thursday and was on the plane Monday. And I am not opposed to that. Send him everywhere, right? Make sure to pack the purple tie, because we know that's the one with the Obey in it. He does very well when he puts the purple tie on. Never let him leave home without it, right? And you just let him run wild all across the planet, taking the gospel that the Bahamas, despite its misfortunes over the last 4 or 5 years, right? Because, you know, we had a trifecta. Three things happened in the Bahamas that turned the place terrible. One was Hurricane Dorian. Two was the pandemic. And the third one was Hubert Minnis, right? Those three things caused the Bahamas great misery and pain, right? And so now the dawn of a new day has come. And I want my prime minister and his investment advisors everywhere the world could allow them, including meeting with people like the Minister of Tolerance and Coexistence, right? I can't even know what kind of title that is. So I liked that. I liked the fact that as a craftsman, as an artisan, as a whatever y'all calling yourself these days, particularly under a PLP administration that was so bombastic with its orange economy message, to know that no less than my prime minister, finally we may be able to talk about exporting the art of Junkanoo to the eastern part of the world. Finally, we may be able to talk about me exporting my grind of peppers to the eastern part of the world, because none less than the office of the prime minister and its investment unit is halfway across the world showing people what we're good for. I thought that was wonderful. So outside of the glaring conflict of interest, right, I don't know how Clint Watson, who's been in media for 20 odd years, he was there from I was in grade 2, is finding himself. I mean, so ostentatiously conflicted. Because he was having a good time, boy. He was having a yabba-dabba-do time over there, right? And I love him. He's a great guy. But you have to be concerned. You have to be concerned about, one, the job we're paying you for. And I imagine we're paying you pretty decent. And two, you have to always be concerned that you're actually doing the job that we're paying you to do. Like, you can't assume you're going to manage the crisis when you get back. This was already a communication crisis. That's what they created when you allowed the chief spokesman to not be around. The prime minister cleaned that up. He did very well. He was on his feet. He spoke. He opened up the Bahamian section of the, of the expo. I saw the pavilion. Yes, I saw the police band there. Now, they like to call themselves world-renowned and all kind of thing. They just give themselves one bunch of titles. World-renowned. What else they call themselves? Anyway, the police band, right? That I thought was... No, they was okay. No, they wasn't bad. Them and the All-Stars. But I thought just for greater inclusion, there could have been an all-arms band, right? Like, and I get it. That may have called for a bit more coordination and to have one band. But when I think about what we do with our beat retreats, right? I think that showcase there may have been a whole lot more entertaining to watch. And certainly more memorable. And there may even been more postcard moments out of it, because in competition, things kind of thrive, right? And so that's that part of it. Now I want to get into the part that I call the people that all appear to love to like man in the Bahamian vernacular. Y'all do plenty man liking this weekend. And I want y'all to stop that, all right? There is absolutely no need for anyone to feel any way about any Bahamian carrying the message that the Bahamas is open for business. We all cannot go. I mean, there's only so much plane ticket they got. And the truth of the matter is, from all of the productions I've seen, they appear to be very well put together, very well thought of, very well presented. I don't understand what could cause such angst in the mind of people. What could have been making you all so annoyed to the point that you talk about curry favoredness and all sorts of things. And what is chuckle-worthy is some of the people that I've heard, I do not know of a time that they have not been in the spotlight. And so I've seen the talent that is in Dubai. And if you ask me, that is actually a concert I'd pay to see. I would pay to go and see Nishi on the stage. And I say this, outside of Lawrence Rule, who was the only person I can make a case for that should have been there. Because, you know, that's his song, You Oughta Been There. Lawrence Rule, You Oughta Been There, right? Outside of Lawrence Rule, I can't think about a better stage presence than Bloody. And he's there. D-Mac is there. These are some of the best stage performances we have. And just in case you think, okay, well, we are being ageist and leaving out all of the old dudes, Manuel Garfunkel be there, and he 100. So I think it was a wonderful mixed bag of talent. And I, you know, y'all call their names, so I'm going to call their names, right? Let us not pretend. Julian doesn't need opportunities. The boy is everywhere. Coupled with that, and you could tell him, leave and say it, coupled with that, the last three times he was international, it wasn't brilliant. Let us not forget the travesty that national anthem was. It was horrendous. Or the thing with him in the Ministry of Tourism the other day in the airport, with the name of the people is, Continental Air, coming to Nassau for the first time. If you're going to the Bahamas, clap your hands. It was an atrocity. But no one was upset about this. It was so bad. It was terrible. It was bad in Spanish and all. It was bad. But no one griped. And all I'm saying is, there will come times when people that are not you will have opportunities. I think Pencil is a wonderful senior man that has, for as long as my brain has been recording, been somebody that has been prominent on the entertainment stage in the Bahamas. For as long as my brain has recorded. And if I'm not mistaken, it was just in the last PLP administration that both him and Terrible T were consultants for the Bahamas government with regards to Carnival and the creation of that. I mean, we have to get to the place, because it's only 400,000 hours. And 30% of that is churning. And quite a bit of it is people in jail. That every now and again, there are going to be some people that get an opportunity that aren't the people that always have the opportunity. And you know, you talk about people like DJ Overdose, and while I am not against young people at all, if you know me, you know that I believe that all old people should just let young people take their jobs, right? But the boy is 23 or 4, like, and has had magical opportunities. Was he not the host of the whatever youth thing is they just had before the election? A major opportunity for a fella his age. To be able not just to exercise his craft, but to come outside of his craft and influence the mind of young people in a way that he did. We've got to stop the practice of loving to like man. In the Bahamian vernacular, I mean. We have to stop it. And Kalaj told you all this 7 years ago, stop liking man. Stop doing it. It's as simple as that. It is, the Bahamas is where they are because this is the time for it. So to the people that says, oh, we could have found something else to do with $1 million. $1 million is of no consequence in the budget of a government. The government probably wouldn't even been able to find this $1 million. All I'm saying is, there may be an ROI, there may not be an ROI. The only way to know if the parachute will open is to jump out of the plane, though. And we've done that. And now we will sit. I understand this thing is supposed to go on for another 8 weeks or something like that. It's supposed to end in March or whatever. But now we will sit and we will wait. And at the end of it all, we will see if bookings in our... And we probably won't even know because these fellas are sheiks. When they come, they just go buy one tower at a hotel. Ain't nobody can know. But we will see if that will translate into that. We will see if it translates into people from the Arab nations wanting to come and buy pieces of islands in the Bahamas. And y'all ain't too much into that either because you remember y'all almost killed the Aga Khan. You remember the Aga Khan and the whole helicopter? Y'all ain't into that either. So the question then becomes, is the government looking for investments that Bahamians themselves are not interested in having invested in? But we can't be griping about who gone and who ain't gone because everyone can't go. And let me address, there was some Neanderthal on the internet over the weekend that said, I mean, the most egregiously stupid thing I've ever heard in my life. He wished that the plane crash. And you, sir, Urko, your parents should have played Whoopi the night you was conceived because you make no sense. Anyone that is so fickle in their mind that they would wish havoc on actual human life, you do not belong around civilized people. They should put you in a cave, actually, and fill the mouth of the cave with soil and a stone. Because I don't care unless these people kill your ma or your children. I can't understand why someone would wish something as egregiously stupid as that on any human being. And so I say, you know, I think it was a good weekend. The Prime Minister was there. He looks, I teach this word from Perry Christie, resplendent. Not sure it's a real word. I think it's a Perry Christie word. He looks good. Him and his wife, I think she is representing well. Although she gave me a bit of pause with the jeans pants thing on. Like, you go to see the Sheik, I know if you should wear jeans pants, right? Like, I ain't sure. But of course, I imagine that the protocol people were advised beforehand and she must be right because they ain't kill her or put her in jail when they've been to go see the Minister of Tolerance. He obviously was able to tolerate that. But even that is something we're going to have to look into because I don't know when does Miss Davis travel as Miss Davis, Anne Marie, wife of Philip Davis, versus Miss Anne Marie Davis, spouse of the Prime Minister. Because I don't want a whole office or arm of government halfway across the world doing nothing. And if all she gonna do is be a wife, because now he ain't need that over there, then she could stay here and plant flowers in the name of the spouse of the office of the Prime Minister or the office of the whatever you call the office. And she could go plant more lignum vitae. That would make a whole lot more sense to me if she's doing it in her official capacity. I don't need the Prime Minister and the office of the Prime Minister flying up and down in an official capacity. That makes no sense to me. Anyway, I've had enough of me talking. So that's how I feel about it, right? I think. You hate me after this. That's fine. We need to end the practice of loving to like man. Let's don't do no more of that. The second thing, let us be happy for all Bahamians. There isn't a single Bahamian that I saw on that lineup that isn't aptly capable of being being on any stage. The people that didn't get to go, man, all through the pandemic I saw you all going, right? The only person I think should have been there that ain't there is Lawrence Roll. He ought to have been there. That is the best Bahamian stage talent we got. But I get it. Y'all in a Muslim country, we can't do too much Jesus in. I understand that. But it is even on that note that I'm not sure that the press secretary and his group should have been there. Because they heavy on Jesus. And you can't let a little possibly being stoned in the street or go into an underground jail stop you from naming the name of Jesus, eh? Yeah? Blessed are they that are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Isn't that what it says? So if you go to Dubai and sing about Jesus and the fella busts you in your head with a rock, well, the kingdom of God
belongs to you.
All right, let's take a couple of these phone calls. 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. Let us stop liking, or love it rather, to like bad. That's my take. Use that as the takeaway. Whenever you do something or critique something or speak out against something, against people in your own craft, right? Stop for a moment and ask yourself. Turn the rearview mirror towards you. Look yourself in the eye and say, am I loving to like man in this instance? In the Bahamian vernacular, of course. Because if I'm doing that, I want to cease and desist that action forthwith. Let's take some phone calls. Good morning, Carly. You're on.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Miller.
Hey, do it.
Hey, the good thing you can afford minutes. But your talk show and one or two other persons wait, you know, don't mind waiting on. But listen, mm-hmm. you know what makes me laugh this whole weekend? A particular DJ, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Miller, let's be real, man. That gentleman made plenty money off this now government, mm-hmm. okay? And the person's names that he called, you always hear them, they this way, they that way, they all about, they have the opportunity to go anywhere. And they'd be some of the first persons, the names he calls. Mm-hmm. You know, why is it that, Mr. Miller, right, we live in a country, right? You're a Bahamian, I'm a Bahamian.
Mm-hmm.
If they decide to say, look at Mr. Miller, let's give you this opportunity over the way. I should be the one, knowing that me and you are in the struggle together,
mm-hmm.
knowing that me and you are in the hardship together, especially when it comes to entertainment, I should be the one to be out there bigging you up.
Correct, because I imagine that if the door opens for you, you hold it open for me.
That's what I was telling someone this weekend, and some of these people, them when you listen to the comments, I mean, I heard the thing about the gentleman talking about the plane. Well, my brother, be careful what you wish for, my friend, if you hear this.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying to you, Mr. Miller, not losing focus, what I'm saying to you, if you're a Bahamian and you go, okay, say for instance, you know now you're a former Defense Force officer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you would ever get mad if some of your Defense Force officers, especially in the same squad with you, go away. They be able to do different courses. You should be, I sure you ain't gonna sit down and say, oh, they didn't send me. Why they didn't send me?
No, you're absolutely correct. I mean, and sometimes...
I don't know why, Mr. Miller. I can hang up right now, but Bahamian people, listen to me. We all are Bahamians. We all are Bahamians, whether we are singers, whether we are entertainers, whether we are DJs, whatever we are. And the music industry in this country is very small, and to see the divide of one or two persons, come on, man.
It's nonsensical.
Pick up those people over there, man. Those persons over there... They might open the doors for all of y'all over here.
They should hold the door open to it. Appreciate it. 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. Let's take another one. Good morning, Carly. You're on.
Good morning, everybody. How you doing, my brother?
Hey, JJ. What's up?
Well, you know, I agree with you 150%. You know, see, this is Bahamas. See, some people in this country believe everything that belongs to the same people.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? I represent this country over the one BC. And I get tired. I tell my old boss. I say, well, I ain't got my time. I'm young people sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay. The kind of thing I did with Jungle. Now, I get a legend jacket, right? The black thing. But, you know, people who I taught Jungle get a green jacket. Now, you know, I don't want a green jacket anymore, right? You see, and that's where this country won, man. See, we need to see identity. See, and I keep telling you all, young guys, this is why the Haitians, Jamaicans, the Americans, the Canadians call us stupid. How we treat one another. Too much jealousy, too much pettiness, too much envy in this country. And God don't like these kind of things, man. And I ain't going to talk about long, you know. See? I know who we're talking about, right? I know when a young man born, I feel young because every day you're on.
Everybody knows, JJ, it's in the public domain. I mean, there's no need to be coy. Yeah. You could just...
But we need to stop this foolishness, man.
Mm-hmm.
These guys have been all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
But I say one of it. I'm in Lebanon.
I don't know, but I will say this to you, JJ. You know, again, right? If you believe the things that we've been singing all along, one God, one people, one Bahamas, until you can go, then all of a sudden we's two Bahamas, right? It is interesting, and I don't like subtle shadiness either, because I feel the spirit just tell me some of them can say, well, I never say nothing, no, but we watch your social media, we see the pictures that you take, and the catty messages, right? And it's distasteful. is what it is. It is distasteful. And you have to, if you cannot celebrate the fact collectively that the Bahamas is where it is, doing what it is that it is doing, then I don't really understand what's the difficulty. And besides, the world is bigger than one opportunity. So they have this one. Man, you go start Googling all the other expos so you can put your name on the top of the list. All I'm saying is there's no need. There is no need for the man like him. Let's take another phone call. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Good morning, Lebron. How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
You cracked me up when you say, what is it, on the jeans that...
Yeah, she had on a jeans, pants, and a Androsia print shirt. I'm not saying she was inappropriate. I'm just saying...
No.
I thought that when you go to see the Sheik, you cover everything, including your item and thing. You just cover everything. You just grab one big white blanket and throw it over you.
You get off our husband as a diplomat. You can't touch him.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You can't touch him. So he did not understand it. But what I really call for, what positive, my Leroy Miller, you see out of this?
What positive?
Yeah.
I think any opportunity you get to take your culture into a different sphere, it is a wonderful opportunity. We continue to assume that money only exists on one side of the world, you know. Money is everywhere, and you never know. Sometimes people only aren't using you because they don't know you. So the more places you could be, the better it is for the opportunities that will await you.
Economic.
Yeah. And $1 million is peanuts.
So you see a future, Dan. Second-hand home investment possibility coming out of this Dubai.
Punkin, I'll tell you something. There are some condominium complexes in this country that rent for $27,000 a night. Do you know that?
Yeah, $90,000.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Imagine if we're able to keep those condominium complexes.
A lot of people know where they're some of them on Cairo Beach.
Some of them in Eleuthera, some
right.
Over Paradise Island.
Right.
They are in the Bahamas, though.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Imagine if you're able to keep them booked every night for the next 5 years. Mm-hmm. There is no way for that money to not spill into the economy.
You can imagine.
Imagine when the fella come, because the Sheik don't fly commercial, right?
No.
Imagine when he come and fly his 737 and land it by the airport there and plug it up for three weeks or 4 weeks because he live halfway across the world, so he ain't getting right back.
You gotta buy them, right?
He need to pay just to be parked there. They need to pay just to park there. The point I make is, like, we cannot... When you say, you know, if there's any possibility of return on the investment, absolutely. These people have money falling out their eye. They don't have a shortage of money.
No.
All they needed to do, though, is be exposed to the product. Right?
And that's the reason why I asked that, because I need to let the public know. Prime Minister ain't going to on a party.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't going to a party.
Mm-hmm.
I need to voice the leader of the Prime Minister to go for the Bahamas to do that. He going there to bring what you talk about.
Yeah.
That's what he going to bring.
And you look good. And he look good. Appreciate it, Punkin. Let's take another phone call. I got to go to a break. Let's take a phone call. Come on and call. You're on. Call it up. Let's take the next one. Come on and call her.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Good morning, Levon.
Hey, Robert.
Now, you know, me and you need to be straight shooters, too.
I try my best.
I noticed that when I saw Mrs. Davis, who dressed her to be fired. It's like, Muslim women don't wear tight jeans. It's like, that could be in a long, thick dress. With a scarf around her head.
Well, I don't know, but I imagine that protocol would have had to figure out the dress code.
Even she felt funny, because Brad was dressed.
He was dressed. He had on coat, suit, and tie. Yeah.
Necktie, expensive black suit. He looked prime ministerish.
Mm-hmm.
But I just felt like his wife should have worn jeans. You don't put no tight, and it was tight. She keep pulling it down.
Well, it might be shopping day for her. I know.
Maybe, but they can dress in the same room. You have on the jeans. I put on a business suit. That should have been a long, the sticky dress.
Yeah.
And anyhow, let's have something else.
Yeah.
I would never be for this police pop ban. Couldn't ban, don't dance. I would never see the presidential Marine band dance or the Queen on the guard a book of the Parliament.
No, that's not true. Did
the Bobs, did they dance?
Yeah, that's not true. No.
On the Bobs, I saw they like shaking like nasty dancing. I used to have our police band. Bob's didn't allow it. But after Bob left, they start doing this pop dancing.
I don't know. Like, all I know is, Robert, I got to go to break. All I know is, all armed forces that I'm aware of, including the ones in America, have entertainment bans. We got to go to a break. 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. Those are my numbers. You can call me on those. 422-4796 is my text line. You can text me on that when we get back from the break.
Hey, did you find the show interesting? Do you want to be a part of the conversation? Well, sponsor Unleashed today. Call 302-2304 or 302-2375 to see which package is right for you. Join Layvon Miller as he ignites the passion of the next generation by bridging the gap with engaging conversations and innovative ideas. Take action and sponsor Unleashed today at 302-2304 or 302-2375 and be unleashed.
Here we go.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covering me. J.S.J.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Thank you so much for staying with me. I'm Levin Miller. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. That means I'm unleashed on your radio. That means it's somewhere between 11 and 12 o'clock. While we're talking about it, right, because we're talking about the trip from Dubai, let me just pause to say, ha ha, them cowboys, eh? Anyway. Man, you should have seen them last night. But they look like they wanted to cry. Isn't this so, this is so sad, so sad. But they, you know, let not your hearts be troubled. No man go to the Super Bowl but by Tom Brady, all right? We could just accept that, accept that. There is one other thing that raises great concern in my mind, though, right? And see, these are the kind of things that we need to be thinking about as a small island nation that can't afford certain things like a massive COVID outbreak. So there's been much ado about nothing over who gone, who ain't gone, and why who gone, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? Like we've already dubbed it. One bunch of loving, you know the rest, right? But here is what I imagine should now be happening. Because we know that there's such ill or colicky feeling about this whole trip by the naysayers, you've got to now begin to desire to mitigate the possibility of damage. And so I imagine that y'all then get on the phone with Breezes, or then get on the phone with Sandals, or then get on the phone with one of these complexes around here. Because everybody that has come back off of that trip now needs to be quarantined at a facility for 10 days, paid for by the Bahamas government, because that need to be a part of the protocol. Why? Because they could bring Arabic COVID, and I sure we got what it takes to fight that. We having all the hell in the world with COVID 1.0. That COVID over there don't even speak English. If they bring that here, we could be doomed. Princess Margaret Hospital probably just gonna light a fire or fall down or something. So what I'm saying is, now in order to ensure that there isn't another communication crisis brewing, there should be clear instructions as to what is to take place. And since y'all can't get lowering flags correct, I imagine y'all now need some help, right? Everyone that is on that trip needs to understand that when you land in the Bahamas, you will be shuttled from the airport. That shuttle will take you to one of these hotels. You will stay at that hotel. I imagine Sandals is closed or whatever, open, whatever. Any one of those complexes, whatever it is. Where you will stay on property. And we will test you once every 3 days for a period of 10 days. And once you are cleared after the 10th day, you are free to go back into the population and go share your pictures and go see Saw Fans and Sugarfoot and whoever else you all got to see. All right? Because the last thing you want is for one of them to come back here with the Arabic COVID, and then all of a sudden it's, you see, Child, I tell you, they shouldn't have gone. Where they gone in this pandemic? Because, you know, the Negroes are fickle and we can't give them any ammunition. Text right here says, why don't you just call the police station and find out why the flags are not flown at half mast? Because I'm not the commissioner of police. On whose authority would I call? Levin, can you imagine how slim the delegation will be on their return from this, what is this? Sumptuous cuisine in Dubai. Slim and ready for some heavy lifting back home, I guess. This year says, I still can't believe out of all the cultural icons, the Daisy character was what we selected to represent our Bahamian culture. Remember you said Bahamas misbehaves and do their own thing when they're ready. We need to simply hold their feet to the fire, be more accountable, transparent, and who are these about 100 people who travel and their roles and purposes, please. Again, basic communication would have solved that. Levin, I saw a picture of Brave with the Royal Dubai family. He had on a suit, but his wife had on tight jeans. Miss Davis did not do her homework. In Muslim countries, ladies dress modest with scarf over their head. Leaving with Clint them, all I saw was a bunch of cloth on stage. Come on, they was good. Chipak is always good. Good day, Leaving. Bahamian culture is wonderful and I love it. I have a crab baking business, only operates once crab is in season. I sent messages to some of the MPs to sell my product and no answer. Can you assist me, please? I could try. Not everybody can entertain in a conservative Muslim culture with gyrating and things like that. There's plenty gyrating, I see, boy. And the thing about Bahamian woman, right? Like, we have the Gussie Mae Gyal. That is what the typical Bahamian woman looks like. The Gussie Mae Gyal. These body hard to keep still. So once you start going, pop, 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 once she start two-stepping, the body to start moving. Because these women around here, these body got more moving parts than a GPMG. But the sheik them had to Google us before they send for us, so they know what we look like. My advice to Clint, your good name as an objective and hard-hitting journalist is more important than any personal shine. This job is 5 years. You need your good name in year six. I have zero objections to our participation. It was wonderful. It was a wonderful opportunity that we missed. Everyone is talking about tourists and selling land. That was not the point. We missed the entire objective of the World Fair. It was all about showcasing innovation. The most telling thing said by Janet Johnson this morning was none of the other countries had delegations as large as ours, but they accommodated us. Doesn't that seem odd? G7 is there. What does it say? And their cultural display smaller than ours. Why? Because they're focused on their innovation, not cowboys in red, white, and blue working lassos. Okay. And I believe the argument to that will be, well, we export ourselves. That is, we are the product. The Bahamian is the product. We ain't got no other product. Don't ask us for nothing else. Wow, Levin, you have made your point. You pull everything into pieces every day on your show, and you talk so long. I agree that everyone cannot go. All is not lost, man. Okay, thank you. Levin, salty people asking, what was the criteria of going on the trip? F&M had 4.5 years to tell us. They said nothing. Well, they gave us their list. They had Minnis and his government thought that you can run a country just traveling to family islands. Again, Henfield and Ellsworth know nothing about getting investors. Okay. I have to admit, I don't really know what was happening in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs before now, but I don't. Maybe they didn't have passports. I don't know. Good morning, Levin. You articulated my sentiments very precisely. I was thinking the same thing this weekend when I saw all the dollar whining about who didn't get to go. It's like you just can't win. No matter who went, it seems whoever didn't get to go was going to cry because they didn't get to go. At the end of the day, everyone can't go, and whoever got chosen, that's the government's sovereign right. Yes, I agree. Stop liking my... They love to like bad. That's what they do. They love it. It's their favorite pastime. Great show as usual. Dubai steward is real steward. It ain't like getting bust in your head with limestone. Well, for righteousness sake, you should want get bust in your head with a Dubai steward. You keep singing with Jesus on the sidewalk. You can find out. the fella named the Minister of Tolerance. You know what that means? Don't play around. You'll find yourself sleeping in a jail with water coming to your waist. Don't play around. This says, we have to avoid conflicts. In fact, and an appearance, for example, they should have carried the national choir. Why, Shabak? It's not a good look. And it isn't that a gospel group. Why are they over there singing secular music? They wasn't singing secular music. They sang folklore, which is different. It's not about envy. It's about transparency and accountability and communication of how the list was compiled. Hi, Levin. The National Choir would have aptly and appropriately represented us singing and performing renditions of Bahamian folk artistry, not a Christian choir advocating Christianity in a Muslim culture. We should have been cognizant of that approach. Good morning. The cost of the so-called free vaccines has raised its ugly head. Real property tax has now been increased by 350% and 400%. Okay. This year says, good morning, happy New Year's. What's happening with tourism? Do we have a new general director? Do you know her or him? I don't. I could go check, though. Tell Robert Miss Davis ain't no Muslim. But you better watch how you handle them Muslims. Come on, Levin Miller. My 83-year-old mom, who resides in the island of South Andres, says she can listen to you all day and every day. She says you speak truth. She is listening and watching you live on Facebook and laughing uncontrollably. Can you please say hello to her? Let me look at the camera. Hey, Mama. Thank you so much for joining me. This one says, good day, Mr. Miller. DeWitt is right. Too much of fighting down in our country. It's so sad. I cry shame on those people. Daisy had to go. She is talented. She is Clint's cousin. Great show as usual. A lot of people want to go to Dubai. I would not last a week in Dubai. You need to go online and see the rules cross there. Everything you could get lock up for. Use the F word, lock up. Sweetheart in the same room, lock up. Kissing your woman in public, lock up. This is why I can't go. And I also want to say this, you know, because I feel led by the spirit to say this. Stop liking free things. What's wrong with y'all? Y'all want man buy y'all plane ticket to go far? When man buy your ticket and carry you far, they hold your passport, mine. Don't get goosey for free things. It's all I want to say to y'all. Stop loving free things. I won't wait for every single thing I got. I don't want nobody. Don't even offer. Well, no, you could offer me. If you offer me, we could talk, right? I ain't asking for nothing. And if I don't get it, then I believe the will of God has been done. But stop loving freeness. You just want to go lay up in a hotel room halfway across the world for nothing? My granddaddy say, if they goosey you Monday, man, you don't have a single reason why they can't goosey you Tuesday. So make sure you stop yourself from getting goosey Monday. And I'm telling you, one of the easiest ways to get goosey is to let man buy your plane ticket to go far and rent hotel room. Because then, if they take your passport, you look for that. All right? And I am not advocating, what do you call this stuff? I'm just telling you, as somebody that's had an opportunity to work in law enforcement, as somebody that's had an opportunity to work in a law enforcement intelligence unit, plenty of these women that, or people, let me not put a gender on it, plenty people that find themselves the victim of abuse was because they was loving free things and want man buy them plane ticket to go far. When man buy your plane ticket to go far, you end up in a hotel room with no passport. That's all I have to say. This here says, Levin, when Mrs. Clinton was Secretary of State in the Muslim countries, she put a scarf over her head to show respect to the culture. Okay. This here says, I noticed DeWitt can't stop talking about the PLP. Tell DeWitt we get the message, okay? This one here says, Levin, you're right in the description, in two paragraph description of the objectives, what was the use of water resources? How many houses in this country don't have running water? Water distribution is huge globally and great opportunities for investment. We totally missed it. Okay. I've been an advocate for getting water in the inner city. I argue all the time. If Brownie could drink the water for free, why can't we just pipe the water to the people's house? That makes sense to me. Good morning. What's the problem? Most of the audience was Bahamian anyway. Oh, man, I saw some little Pakistani and Indian people shaking up. Off tune, of course, but shaking up nonetheless. Of course, I see Nishi over there. Nishi shaking up, son. I might as well tell you that right now. I tell you, her body got more moving parts than the GPMG. She gone over there to carry the culture. Christ tell you that. So for all of y'all who salty, man, the beach salty. So y'all don't need to be salty. Let us get together in the practice of learning to stop from loving to like, man. I'm Levin Miller. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. They're your station for fresh news and smart talk. So don't move. They've got the news. That's now.